May rubbed her eyes and tried to focus on the computer screen. She'd been administrative assistant to the CEO of Adlock for 2 months, 2 days, 7 hours, and, she glanced at the clock on the wall, 17 minutes. During that time, she'd worked overtime 19 days and pulled a midnighter twice. The job was challenging, interesting, and the answer to a prayer. She needed this job, like lives depended on it needed. Today was likely going to be another midnighter, a day when she and Lachlan called in for dinner and worked until neither of them could keep their eyes open. Not that the long nights were horrible. The last time they'd stayed late, they'd wound up getting into a huge debate over the Lucas Star Wars films versus the newer ones made since Disney took ownership. Lachlan claimed the originals were the best, and the franchise has been destroyed by Disney. She disagreed. They'd actually lost an hour of work time arguing about it, looking up certain scenes online, trying to convince each other to their perspective. It had been fun, but in the end, she'd felt guilty for remaining at work when she was needed at home. May prayed all would be well tonight. This job kept her away from home too much, and it was putting a lot of stress on her already fragile mother. The string was stretched taut, and May knew it was just a matter of time before it broke completely. Unfortunately, May didn't have a choice. They needed the money this job was bringing in, desperately. The fact she loved working at Adlock helped, but then it didn't help. She enjoyed being here, which made her feel guilty because she was needed at home just as much. May was torn in two, trying to fill the large shoes left by Sally, while at the same time not letting her family down. She was burning the candle at both ends, which actually wasn't as hard as it should be, because of him. She was completely impressed with and in awe of her new boss, Lachlan Wallace. He was brilliant, handsome as sin, confident and rich, yet at the same time, he was approachable and real. He'd tried to warn her away at the beginning, claiming he couldn't sugarcoat his requests. In truth, she'd loved that honesty and had been relieved by it. Her last boss had equated youth to inability. He hadn't exactly treated her like she was stupid, but there'd been a lack of trust in her intelligence, so he'd over-explained her tasks and limited what she was assigned. Every hour there had felt like 5 years. Adlock was the opposite. She was busy from open to close. Lachlan had handed her all of Sally's roles and trusted that she could follow through. She was exhausted yet exhilarated, and the challenge fulfilled her like nothing she'd ever done. The only downside to her new job was something that wasn't Lachlan's fault, something he would probably be mortified to hear, so she was careful to hide it. Lachlan had a way of looking at her that had her imagining things that never occurred to her before. Sexually explicit, kinky as hell things. Even though she typically dropped onto the couch each night, tired beyond belief, the second she closed her eyes, he was there, tying her up, spanking her, pulling her hair, taking her over and over, hard and fast and glorious.
May.
She jerked at the sound of Lachlan's voice next to her. She hadn't heard him approaching. She flushed, her cheeks heating under his intense gaze. Yes, sir? She had no idea why saying those words impacted her so roughly. It was a common enough thing to say to a boss. Perhaps it was his response to them. His eyes narrowed for just a moment, not in anger, but with some other emotion she couldn't put her finger on. She thought it might be desire, or something more primal. God, she really needed to get a handle on this. May found it difficult to breathe when he was nearby. She licked her suddenly dry lips, scraping the lower one with her teeth, biting it nervously. His gaze followed the movement.